Okay, two more things.
Okay.
One, five things that teachers can't live without. You said some kind of cup.
Yes.
Simple, modern, or stainless. You got the brands.
Or the ones from Walmart.
Or the ones from Walmart. She didn't put that down, ladies and gentlemen. Did she just say et cetera?
Yeah.
She did say et cetera. you said caffeine coffee.
Yeah.
Caffeine is a must.
Absolutely.
Is this part of, like, if I see a teacher without a coffee cup, I'm like, is she really a teacher or is he really a teacher?
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
I have a partner who, she drinks tea, and I'm like, you don't need anything stronger?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do a coffee in the morning and a Red Bull in the afternoon. And that's not a joke.
Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself.
Like y'all.
You gotta have it. YouTube. You said YouTube?
Yes.
Is that just so you can learn, or is that to get away?
Look.
Both.
Look. So YouTube is like both leisure.
Yeah.
There are also tons of teachers that like post their own versions of things, and you're like, I'm stealing that. That's the number one like thing that you learn in your education program. They're like, steal, and we do.
Yeah.
Teachers be stealing the things.
Right.
And so, but also YouTube is your friend when you're like, I need a 5-minute video because this lesson is only going to be 30 minutes and this class is 50 minutes long and I need to figure out. So, and YouTube has everything. You can look up entertaining videos for middle schoolers and put school afterwards, and it will give you things. Yeah. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Get pen. Oh, gel pens.
Gel pens.
Not ballpoint pens.
No ballpoint pen. No. Now some teachers will say,
you got ballpoint. Gel.
No. I use ballpoint. I give the kids the ballpoint pens. That's in my prize box.
You have all those
it's like a Bic in the prize box. And they're like, ooh, a pen. And I'm like, Now, some teachers will say flare pens. I say gel pens, specifically Pentel.
Okay. I'm going to have to do a survey or something. Then you said snacks and treats, of course.
Yeah.
These are for you or for the students?
For both. For me.
Oh, for you.
I'd be snacking all through the day. I had like a little bag of pretzels. Okay, I'm eating my little pretzels. I'm walking around. I'm checking their work. And they're like, now if they're like, Miss Wells, can I have some? I'm like, here.
Yeah.
Be quiet, because everybody will be asking me if they can have a pretzel. And then I'm feeding the whole class. And
then,
you're about to have lunch.
Then
so
you have nothing.
Yeah, so. And a treat for just like, I keep Lindor truffles.
Uh-huh.
In my room, I put them in different places. So whenever the kids are stressing me out, literally in the middle of class, if I ask you a question and they're like, that's what they do. They give me the blank stare and I can feel myself just getting stressed. I do one of two things. I grab a little chocolate and I eat it, or I close my eyes and I say, Our Father. And I kid you not, I've done it in the middle of class. And I've had students go, who are in heaven? And I look and I'm like, I wasn't asking you to pray with me. I was not. I was trying to pray by myself.
That's good.
So, yeah.
That's good. Good. Okay, last question.
Okay.
How can teachers be encouraged weekly? What is something that you like? If somebody did this weekly for teachers, this would be encouraging to them.
I would say, well, first of all, teachers always love food. So that's always an option.
Uh-huh.
They always love little treats, but most of all, just sending messages, right? Anybody can send a message and say, hey, I'm thinking of you this week, or hey, you just crossed my mind this morning, I hope your day goes well, or you crossed my mind this afternoon, I hope the day's been good, I hope tomorrow's good. Like, those little messages mean the world to me whenever I get them, because almost always they come on a day where I'm like, ooh-wee, this has been a rough day. Or I know that I have a lot to do through that morning or through that afternoon. And we as teachers sometimes can feel like people forget about us. And I don't mean forget about us like they forget teachers exist, but they forget about us as a human. And they forget that it is a hard job.
Yeah.
And we spend the day a lot of times being talked at, or being, our name being called. And not in like a way that is uplifting usually. And so for somebody to just reach out and say, hey, I'm thinking of you today. Hey, I know there's a full moon tonight. I'm praying for you. Hey, I know that you're getting ready for a break and I'm thinking of you. Because really right before those breaks are the hardest times for kids and for students and teachers. So for sure, just like random messages, and they don't even have to be long, like, or anything deep, but
yeah, that's so good. Hey, if you are listening at this point, send a teacher that you know just a quick I'm thinking of you, mm-hmm. cheer them on for their upcoming week or whatever, midweek. I don't know when you're listening to this. So anyway, Jessica, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is so good.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Thank you. I had fun. Yeah. So I was like, I hope I'm doing a good job because.
You were killing it. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for hitting that play button for another episode of the Hedy Coleman Podcast. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, as always, go win.